Republicans in the Iowa Senate yesterday put a tax cut bill on the fast track, which would cost the state treasury $1 billion a year. Business groups are generally excited about making Iowa's tax climate more competitive. Democrats question how the state can afford the tax cuts without catastrophic effects on public services, including education. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has the details.
Senator Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hull, has been dreaming about this tax cut bill for a long time.
For 10 years, I've been in the Senate, and 10 years ago, I ran and came down here for this reason.
Democrats are still waiting for details, but Feenstra says the bill will cut taxes by $1 billion a year. Individual income tax rates will fall by 30% for an average cut of $1,000. The top corporate rate will go down, all in Feenstra's words to make Iowa a business-friendly state and grow the Iowa economy. John Steinman with the Iowa Chamber Alliance said they're still working their way through the bill.
But overall, at this point in time, I have every confidence in saying that there's a lot for us to like in this bill.
Steinman says the plan is fair to small businesses and corporations, and it will simplify taxes for everyone. Drew Klein with the Koch brothers-funded Americans for Prosperity is completely on board.
Gets long overdue. We've been too far behind the rest of the country and a lot of our other states for too long, and really appreciate you bringing this bill today.
But educators and organized labor spoke out against the bill, and Democrats wonder how the state will pay for it.
So we appreciate your work, but we have a lot more questions than answers right now.
That's Pam Yoakum of Dubuque.
First of all, what is the impact on the bill on the fiscal 19 budget? What is the overall impact on state revenues over the next 5 years?
We have not balanced last year's budget.
And that's Matt McCoy of Des Moines.
We have not balanced next year's budget, and we have not balanced the budget year we're in.
McCoy outlined all the public services who've already had their budgets cut in recent years without taking $1 billion out of the pie.
And if public education, public safety, and health care are losers in this, I'm going to have a problem with this proposal.
In order to help pay for the income tax cuts, some tax credits will be eliminated, and not everyone's happy about that. Mike Triplett spoke for volunteer firefighters and EMTs who receive one of those credits now as compensation for their work.
The people who get this tax cut are the ones that have to roll out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to respond to a heart attack or a stroke. The people down the street who are also getting the tax cut don't.
Solar and geothermal energy, ethanol, historical preservation, and beginning farmers would also see their tax credits cut. The bill raises taxes on credit unions while cutting taxes for banks. Senator Feenstra said low- and middle-income Iowans will see the greatest benefit. Democrats said the numbers so far don't bear that out. And critics said the bill is moving too fast. Senator Feenstra defended the pace.
I guess I look at it, I've been working at this for 10 years, and I'm pretty excited to move it. You know, it's just, it's been a passion of mine and I think the entire Senate to say, hey, let's get things moving.
One day after unveiling the bill, majority Republicans moved it through committee on a party line vote, setting the stage for full Senate debate as early as next week. But look for things to slow down in the House. Republicans there say they will be looking at Governor Reynolds' tax plan instead. That proposal cuts taxes less, leaves corporate taxes alone, and takes longer to phase in. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.